Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, May 25th, 2017. And with me today, I have Jeff Butts. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So glad that you are here. And Brian Chaffin.
Too.
I'm glad you are here as well. How are you?
And I'm Brian Chaffin, a cuckoo and a cook. Oh, wait, that's not. That's a different show.
Are you no. cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, Brian?
I was a cuckoo and a cuckoo clock.
Which is not the same as a line dance instructor.
It is not the same as line dance instructor at all.
No, but Brian, I could just completely confuse everyone because I have access to all the bumpers and I can start mixing and matching shows.
You wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
Excellent. I am glad you are here. And okay, here's the deal. I wanted you on the show today, Brian. And you as well, Jeff, because I have a feeling that both of you have opinions on the topic that I'm about to just drop in your lap.
Yeah, I doubt it.
You know, it's totally possible. And I'm sure that someone just snorted coffee right through their nose. Here's
opinions are like, oh, I can't say that because we're a family-friendly show.
Right. I do not like to have to edit ever. Everyone knows I get cranky if we have to start editing the show. All right. So here's the deal. There is a company that has the amazing name of All About the Message, LLC, and they have been pushing to get approval from the FCC to do what's called ringless voicemail. And what this means is that instead of calling your phone number, your iPhone or your Android phone, whatever, and waiting for you to not answer, rolling into voicemail and then leaving a message, recorded or whatever, they can bypass all of that and send a pre-recorded message into your voicemail without your phone ever ringing.
You are kidding me.
No, I am absolutely not kidding you. They think that this is something that they should be able to do and that all companies should be able to do as part of their marketing efforts, just be able to inject voice messages into your voicemail box without you having any way to stop this. So just to be clear, there is no way to opt out or block these sorts of messages from coming in, assuming that they get approval for this.
Well, there's no way this is going to get approval. I mean, who in the right freaking mind would support this?
How about the Republican National Committee? The Republican National Committee is saying that this is something that companies should absolutely be able to do. And if the FCC prohibits it, they are potentially infringing on First Amendment freedom of speech.
Yeah, well, the RNC can go take its nether regions and put them through a blender and drink them and then...
Wow.
Are you kidding me? This is unbelievably offensive. No, philosophically, no. Ethically, morally, it is disgusting.
I want some clarification.
Okay.
Would they have to honor the do not call registry?
No.
What?
No. This what they're looking for is approval to essentially sidestep all of those things in the Telephone Consumer Protection Act that are keeping telemarketers and other companies from bombarding our cell phones with calls and messages.
And the RNC is behind it.
Yes.
The RNC is backing it.
Yeah. So my take on that is that the RNC wants to use this as a campaign tool so that they can drop campaign messages into people's voicemail.
Of course, and if the DNC comes out in support of this, I will rake them over the coals too. But this is unfrickin' believable, and it is completely.
Brian, maybe it'll help to know that the National Consumer Law Center is in line with what you're saying. That this is a big nope.
This thing. Is the idea that this is because I did, of course, know what you were going to spring on us here, despite my pretending otherwise. They're claiming that they have a free speech right to do this crap. And that is one of the most heinous readings of the Constitution that I can possibly imagine.
It's not just a heinous reading of it. It's a complete misreading of it. Freedom of the press does not mean freedom to just pop your message into my voicemail box whenever the bleep you want to.
This would be freedom of speech, not freedom of the press.
Well, freedom of press, freedom of speech, they both fall under, technically they both fall under the same amendment.
Yes, that's true. Not only technically, but also literally.
Yeah.
So here's a scenario that the NCLC, National Consumer Law Center, dropped out when they were giving their letter of opposition to the FCC. Imagine a bill collector, and they want to get you to pay whatever this debt is, whether it's yours or someone else's, it doesn't matter. But there's some debt they want to collect from you. So what they do is they start bombarding your voicemail box with these pre-recorded messages. They fill it up, and they just continue hammering your voicemail box. So they essentially do a denial of service attack on your voicemail box until you agree to whatever it is that they are demanding.
And it could lead to it could lead to emergency situations not being attended to.
Exactly.
Imagine in that same scenario, your wife tries to call you and tell you that she has to rush your child to the hospital. You're not able to get to your phone, and she can't leave a voicemail because these idiots have filled up your voicemail box with their stupid "please call us now" messages.
And there's no way for you to stop this.
Right. Because even if you block the number,
it doesn't matter because they're bypassing the number.
Right. And technically, I mean, on your iPhone, I don't know if you know this, but when you block a number, they can still leave you a voicemail and you can still get to that voicemail.
Right.
Who else? What is the FCC given any indication? Ajit Pai is such a corporate shill. I truly loathe that man. Has he made a statement on this?
Not yet. The last time
he's the FCC chairman, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now the last time a company made the same request that All About the Message has made, the FCC never responded. So there was no ruling on whether or not they could do it. Therefore, they were left in a position where, no, they couldn't. So maybe that will change this time, or maybe not. We don't know yet. The FCC hasn't said a word. And my guess is that, at least for now, they probably won't, since they're in that phase where they're accepting the letters from organizations and people and companies either in support or opposing this.
Yeah. So a good thing here is that a company like Apple could do an end run around this. Apple could give us tools to cope with this, theoretically.
No, because this is coming through your voicemail service. So this
yeah,
is through
but Apple
your cell phone
could
provider.
Give us tools. Apple could give us tools for managing it. For instance, Apple could allow us to designate any given number as a spam voicemailer, for instance, and give us a way of auto deleting them or blocking them all at once. I mean, the idea that we should have to do that is so offensive and repugnant. The idea of giving people backdoor access to our voicemail is so wrong. I can't believe we're even having to have this discussion. I mean, I get some piece of crap, bottom feeding spammer company proposing this and wanting it. I get that. But for any reasonable political entity to voice any measure of support for this whatsoever is mind boggling. I cannot believe we are having to waste neurons firing over this kind of complete and total balderdash crap.
I'm so glad you found a way to fit balderdash in there.
I am too. And I'm going to say, I don't usually talk about my political views for what will soon be obvious reasons, but I am a Republican. And this has me. Yeah, I know.
I love everyone.
I do too. I'm one of those rare Republicans who does love everyone, I think. But this, along with other recent current events, has me seriously considering my political affiliation.
No, I get that. And it doesn't matter if it's Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Green Party, whatever. If you're seeing the organization that you expect to represent your political or philosophical views going totally against that,
mm-hmm. it's time to rethink it.
Then it's time to rethink it, sure.
Well, yeah. And to be fair, the DNC, the Democratic National, not convention, commission, council?
Convention.
What is the C in RNC?
It's convention.
It's convention.
All right. Anyway, the DNC could possibly conceivably come out for this too.
Yeah, they have not made any comment yet.
They could, but I really doubt that they will. There's
committee.
Too much. Oh, is it committee? Okay.
Yeah,
there's too much at stake right now. Too much bad blood. They're not going to come out in favor of anything that the RNC is in favor.
Well, yeah,
of.
But I mean, this would allow Democrats to if this were to become a rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
DNC and DNC affiliated parties could use it just as much as the GOP could. So I mean, but for right now, the RNC gets my scorn because they're the ones who are backing this.
Right.
Yes. And I just thought of another scenario to go along with the debt collection scenario I came up with. What if a debt collector does a little bit of research, figures out who your relatives are, and then starts spamming their mailboxes.
Could do them too.
And there's nothing that would stop them from doing
it. Nothing you could do about it. Oh, man. And, I mean, how many of you, it's not unreasonable to conceive of that happening. Because anytime you apply for a loan or a credit card or anything like that, you have to provide references.
Mm-hmm. And then those references could get hammered.
Hammered, yeah.
Yep. I still, to this day, years and years and years and years and years after my divorce, will occasionally get a call from some debt collector that is trying to get a hold of my ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't even know where that woman lives. And yet they'll track me down and try and get me to come up with money for someone that I'm not even associated with at all.
Right, right.
So is anyone else backing this that you know of, Jeff? You're the one who covered this for us.
Yes, there's one of the national business representation groups. That's,
okay, so another spam group, all right, got it.
Yeah, and it sounds like there might be some other businesses that would like to get in on this, but... right now, the big people behind this are All About the Message and the RNC.
And how big is All About the Message? I've never heard of them.
It's, well, yeah, because they're just one of those companies that until you need to know about them, you wouldn't know about them.
Right. And it's an LLC. I mean, anybody can form an LLC.
Right.
I have an LLC.
And yeah, anyone can form an LLC. And the thing here is, regardless of the size of the company, they're clearly big enough that they've been able to develop this technology and test it, because they've kind of gotten in trouble for testing it. So that could just be like two people. It doesn't matter.
How can they do that without cooperation from the telecoms?
Because they don't need the cooperation of the telecoms.
Well,
they can access the voicemail account directly.
Oh, you know what? Anybody can do that. if you call into your voicemail number, you can, if, and you know someone else's phone number, you can inject a voicemail into their mailbox.
Yeah.
I've actually done that before.
You
should start an LLC.
I should. I know, Brian, you're gonna bash me for it, but it was a case where I didn't want to interrupt someone, so I left them a voicemail without dialing their phone number.
Well, that seems wrong to me.
It's allowed within your phone carrier.
Huh.
Talk to AT&T.
So now we all know what to do. Let's start injecting voice messages into Brian's voicemail. No, people, ooh, don't. Yet. Don't.
Better. Yeah, let's do it to a G-Pi.
Yeah. See how he likes it. Oh. You, sir, are brilliant.
Yeah, we don't have a cell phone number. And I don't truly... I'm not going to embrace the very practices that I'm condemning, even to make a point.
Yeah, it's because you are a proper gentleman, despite what you think.
But if he were to back this and put it into play, I'm going to form an LLC and I'm going to make it my mission to fill his inbox.
My guess is that if All About the Message gets what they want, then you're probably going to have to stand in line behind all the other LLCs that are filling his mailbox.
If he comes out and just suggests that he's in support of it, I'm going to go looking for his phone number, and I'll try to release it on an upcoming episode of TDO.
And
because I'm a creep that way.
And yet we love you anyhow.
I know.
Yeah. You know, I think that we've kind of purged our anger for the moment, which is a good thing. So today was a therapy show.
I'm seething.
I don't think Brian's purged anything.
There's nothing purged, but we certainly have worked through this as much as we can for the show.
Yeah, well, yeah. So we'll take it as we can get it. People, if this doesn't sound like something that's a good idea to you, you can let the FCC know. If you go to the website, which is it, fcc.gov, is that right?
I believe so.
They have. If only we had a way to check that. But
let me Google that for you.
Yes, please.
Hey, Jeff, why don't you actually put together for us how to leave a comment for this particular thing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Or the please. Other Jeff?
No, I think that would be great. Yes, yeah, please do that.
Yep.
Great. Fantastic.
It is fcc.gov.
Great. No, all right.
Yeah, do a piece.
Well, I will do a piece.
Then, Jeff, once your piece is done, I'll make sure it's in the show notes so people have a place to go reference if they're listening to this after you've already written the piece. And that'll be awesome. All right. So I think it's time for us to take a break, you know, for the afternoon and just kind of recover from this this anger fest that we've had to deal with this morning.
And I'm going to keep ranting, but I'll do it in writing instead of over the air.
I'm totally cool with that. Well, then on that fun note, Jeff, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, man.
It's always awesome. Brian, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
And listeners, thank you for being here. And we'll see everyone again tomorrow.